Hello, and welcome to Conscious Woman Rising, the podcast conversations. I'm Deepika Delmenico, and I wish to speak a little about force and power. David Hawkins has written a magnificent book all about consciousness, but it's power versus force. And power is innate. Your natural state is power. It's the power of unlimited potential and possibility. It's the power of a unified field of consciousness beyond space and time. Now, hang on, if your eyes are rolling back and you're about to press pause, I invite you to just remain open for a few moments to consider the possibility that by nature you are innately powerful. And force comes when you resist it. It takes a lot of force to resist your own nature. And when you resist your own nature, it involves a lot of force to get things done. It involves a lot of force to get what you want or what you think you want based on a perception of what you think is possible in your life, based on perceptions that you have formed every time you've been hurt, every time you've been harmed, every time you've felt wounded, yeah? And the thing is that this innate nature that you are mirrors the elements of nature all around us. Nature is a force. Nature is a wild, unharnessed, unparalleled force. And that means if it exists in the outer world, in nature around us, or if you can recognize it in anyone or anything, it exists in you too. And the way to access it, the way to truly experience it, the way to harness it is to know yourself, is to acknowledge yourself, is to accept yourself, is to allow yourself to be who you are. And of course, that involves living in a congruent relationship that flows and communicates effectively, that processes flow effectively between your head, between your heart, and between your hands. Essentially, your nerve sensory forces, your metabolic will forces. And the most mysterious, magnificent, magical force of all, the force of love, that can be felt so strongly in that region of the rhythmical sensory organ of the heart, yeah? That can be felt through the respiratory function, the breath. And nature as a force, as a wild force, doesn't have to force. Nature simply is. So nature can in fact remain soft, allowing, yielding, adaptable, changeable, malleable. And so can you. Force takes strength. And at times in life, in situations, in circumstances, we are called to be firm. We are called to harness our power, but we don't force against our natural nature. We harness the power and use the inherent power of our nature. And when we're soft and can allow this, when we're gentle and can accept ourselves and our nature, then we can tap into this force in a way that allows us to remain vital, in a way that allows us to be functional in relationship. We don't have to manipulate. We don't have to submit, but we don't have to manipulate or use all kinds of dysfunctional behaviors to get what we want. We align to what we love. And that just comes naturally when we're in touch with our nature. And we have to be quiet to do that, of course. We have to be quiet. We have to do daily practices and acts of self-love that attune us, that quieten us and attune us to who we are and inform us about who we are, why we're here, and what we want to be, what we wish to do with these incredible hands, what we wish to say, the kinds of information we really wish to feed ourselves. And when we use our strength in this way, we remain incredibly congruent, in right relationship. We do not draw too much away from the soft, nurturing part of us and overuse the driven, formed part of us. This is right relationship. And if we overuse and force that driven, hard part of us, that's what we ultimately become. Initially, we experience inflammation, inflammation of the mind, inflammation of the heart, feeling heart, inflammation of all systems in the body, inflammation in the gut, inflammation in the joints, inflammation in the tissues, you know, from the invisible to the visible, from the unconscious to the conscious. But that inflammation doesn't remain that way forever. Ultimately, underneath, there's a hardening process, a drying, hardening process. The juicy creative forces of our being start to dry up when we're not using them in the right way. And so we become sclerotic and we harden and we mineralize prematurely and we constrict and narrow. And we find it harder and harder to do the things that we really love and want to be doing. It just becomes harder. And that involves more force to get things done. And it's just not really how we're designed to live as human beings. Then we become human thinkings, human doings, and very little moments are spent in human being. So the invitation is to really palpate and explore this notion of force and this notion of power. And I invite you to just allow the lens of perception that you may currently have to be noticed, not to be analyzed even, not to be criticized, not to be judged, not to try and fix, because there's absolutely nothing broken, but simply to notice. And as you notice more and more, you will naturally quieten. And you may start to attune to other sensations and other impulses that come into your awareness. It's always been my own experience in my life that when I force things, I may feel that I'm wielding my power and really accomplishing and achieving what I want. And I achieve great things. I have achieved great things. But if I really look at the way I have used force versus power, there have been consequences when I have confused the two and not been soft, accepting, acknowledging, and allowing for power, for the force of power to come through me and create. And that has had health consequences, health challenges. It's had consequences and challenges on my own health, on the health and well-being of those that I love, on my relationships. It's shown up in all sorts of ways. And they have been great lessons. They've been hard lessons. But they've really taught me every time to come back to basic governing principles of nature, which are given to us, illustrated so succinctly, simply, beautifully, powerfully, practically with Ayurveda. And the first is to bolster your digestion, which will improve your metabolic function, which will make your inherent immune strength more robust, which will really anchor and establish you in your own innate emotional intelligence. And it will create an ease because it brings you in a place of greater communion, of right relationship with the higher parts of yourself, with the parts of yourself, you know, the soulful parts of yourself, spirit, call it as you wish. I call it God, source, divine, call it as you wish. But that intelligence that is out there, that you know is out there, and that one that you wish to be able to have an instant, clear communion with regularly, especially in times of decision making and confusion and lack of clarity. And so Ayurveda really brings us into right relationship with ourselves, with what is. Yeah. And from here, you can have greater ease because you're not trying to think solutions, which is forcing. You're grounded so that you feel safe and you're open and you can start to be attuned more to the intelligence of this power that is innately alive in you. This then brings you into the realm of being, and in the realm of being you are presence, and this is where vitality really comes from. It's where clarity really comes from, a sense of, yeah, this lights me up because, you know, I'm doing what I'm here to be doing, whatever that is for you, as opposed to, my gosh, I've worked so hard to make this happen and I'm not even enjoying it. Is it even what I really want? Probably not. Possibly not. And you change, you're ever changing, you're growing, evolving, expanding. You're always flooded with new consciousness. Some people more than others, some people faster than others. Who knows? Who knows what the individual journey is? It doesn't matter. The invitation is taking care of your business. And each time you grow and expand in conscious increments, if you will, each time the resonance refines, potentizes, to a higher frequency, if you will, in you, you change. So, of course, the things that you may have been doing before no longer serve you, no longer inspire you, no longer hold the same meaning, captivation, joy that they once did. And we're forcing, if we stay with something because it took so much work to get there, or we're terrified of what will happen if we change the way we're doing things or change what we're doing because we can't see what will come. That's a state of anxiousness about what we cannot see, driven by fear based on past experiences, of course. So I leave all of these things with you to contemplate and to chew over. I invite you to chew over. I'd love to know your thoughts and feelings about these concepts. But ultimately, I wish for you to use the force of your divine nature, to be the force of your divine nature, because it's actually peaceful. It's peaceful. And there is a joy in it. And that's everything. Everything in the realm of whole health. Things will happen to your body things will happen in your life that you would not consciously choose or invite, but they happen nonetheless for you to overcome, to meet, to grow and evolve. And just the invitation is to negotiate, to navigate, to meet these circumstances, situations, as and when they do arise, with the harnessed power of your nature, as opposed to forcing something based upon a perception that you have formed to protect yourself. So much love to you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the podcast. There has been wind, traffic, and background white noise as this has been recorded out in the elements. And isn't that a wonderful thing? You can subscribe to Conscious Woman Rising podcast, The Conversations, with Spotify or whichever channel you're tuning in to listen to this now. And that way you'll be kept in tuned and part of the regular conversations. If you wish to learn more about my work, if you wish to learn more about my courses, programs, events, retreats, and offerings, then I encourage you to go to deepikadelmenico.com and sign up to receive a regular musing that will keep you informed. Great love.